Hi, today we are discussing about the food and beverage service management, chapter 6, that is beverages. What exactly the beverages, what is the history of the beverages? Let's have a brief look about this beverages chapter. History of the beverages, what exactly the history of the beverages would be discussing. The second is classification of the beverages also, on the tea and coffee. What exactly the tea and coffee, from where the tea and coffee has come. The same time wines, beers and spirits and serving beverages. Let's see what are the objective of this beverages chapter. What are the objective of the beverages chapter? To be able to understand the different type of beverages served in the F&B industry. Food and beverage industry is a broad industry where exactly how many beverages are getting served. The same time know the type of alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. There are two varieties of beverages. One is alcoholic and a non-alcoholic beverages. What exactly the alcoholic beverages varieties and what exactly the non-alcoholic beverages exactly. Learn the various procedures of serving tea and coffee. What are the process of serving the tea and coffee? This also we are getting learned. Study about the importance of alcoholic beverages. What is the importance of alcoholic beverages? And at the same time, study about the importance of non-alcoholic beverages. Now, history of the beverages. What is the history of the beverages? Let's have a deep look of the history of the beverages. The word beverage has been derived from the Latin word bever, means rest from work. So whenever you walk, you want to take a break. You want to take a break. So beverages came that word whenever you want to take a break and have a cup of tea, coffee, alcoholic beverages. So that word came from the rest. And beer was invented around 3000 BC in Egypt and people drank it from the large containers. Nowadays we are having by bottle can and all. Before they used to have in a large containers. The same time after the Romans conquered Britain, continued people drank some form of alcoholic beverages also. The most common drink throughout the history has been the wine. This is the wine, most common drink throughout the history. We will discuss about the wine exactly from where it come and a brief note about the wine also. The Middle East wine was the common drink by around 3000 BC and the ancient Egyptians also used to drink the wines. In the 16th century, ordinary people used to drink beer instead of water. Exactly, in 16th century, instead of water, people used to have the beer. Now, from 1465-1600 BC, cider and perry were common drinks in certain parts of the England. Wine was the drink of the wealthy as it was mostly imported from the France and Germany. The wine is a very important drink and it came from France and Germany. And let's have a look of history of the beverages again. The sherry as a drunk in England, which was known as second brandy. The same time whiskey was distilled in Scotland. Now exactly if you see the whiskies, the more expensive whiskies are Scotch whiskies, we say. Exactly whiskey came from Scotland. Rum was first distilled in the Caribbean islands. At the same time, gin was invented in Holland. Champagne was invented in England at the late 17th century. Champagne is the drink where carbonated wine only. We will discuss briefly about the wine as well. Coffee was invented by the Arabs. And the instant coffee was invented only by the 1901. What is the coffee? What is the instant coffee? Instant coffee means where you can prepare immediately. Coffee means that there is a process involved. Tea was discovered by the Chinese. And cocoa was first drunk in England. And chocolate comes from Central America. These are the non-alcoholic beverages, which we have spoken beer, wine, brandy, whiskey. These are the alcoholic beverages. Chocolate as a drink was first drunk in England and tequila was invented by the Mexico. Tequila is invented in Mexico. This is also alcoholic beverage. History of beverages, popular drinks of the 18th century. Let's discuss about what are the popular drinks in 19th to 18th century between Indian beer first made in 1820. And the same time Pimis type of a liqueur was invented in 1823. The first golden lager beer. Lager beer is the famous beer in a worldwide. This is also invented in that era only, 18th to 19th era only. Canned beer was first sold in USA 1935. The same time Horlicks is developed in 1883 in USA. The same time Overlite milk flavor product made with the malt extract and sugar whey was invented in the 1990s. in Switzerland, and Coca-Cola, this is non-alcoholic beverages, invented in 1886. Iced tea was invented in USA at the end of 19th century. These are the alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages and a variety of the beverages invented in 18th century to 19th century. Broadway, if you see, there is a, like, you know, non-alcoholic beverages, the very famous non-alcoholic beverages like Coca-Cola is also invented at the same time. There are the famous beers like, you know, Lager beers also invented in the same 18th to 19th century era. And history of beverages in India. There is a history of beverages in India also. We have discussed there are few beverages invented in America, Switzerland, European countries. But now let's discuss about Indian beverages also. What exactly Indian beverage culture it is. Is there any beverages are invented in India also? Let's have a deep look in that. In India country, liquors include drinks such as Feni, Thadi and Attract. These are the common drinks, so local drinks which has invented in India. Palm wine, Palm Thadi. Thadi is a famous in part of Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Kerala. South India, these are the famous drinks. The Mahua is a popular country liquor in North India. At the same time, the Rig Veda mentioned Somar Somrasta, the ambrosial liquor that was appreciated by the gods of that era. And in the old Indian tradition, text wine, and the liquor was known as Varanis, Somarasa, Madhya, and Madhu and Mai. In India, Madhu is the common word which used for the alcoholic beverages. Why people drink exactly? What we have discussed is what are the beverages? Why people drink? This is also very important. To quench thirst and the social drinking, for the gathering and the social drinking, people drink the beverages also. For taste like wines, the satisfying addiction to the drink. Some people addict to the alcoholic beverages. This is also one criteria why people drink. As a complement to certain foods like wine and red wine, there are certain foods accompaniments wine goes in food and beverage industry. The same manner beverage goes with the food. As a traditional ceremony and a custom, some tribal rituals like toasting in Christian weddings also. There are few weddings people drink alcoholic beverages also. These are the reasons people drink beverages. Classification of the beverages. Let's discuss about the classification of the beverages in a broad manner. We have discussed about the beverages where alcoholic beverages would be there, non-alcoholic beverages would be there. But in alcoholic beverages, what are the classifications? In non-alcoholic beverages, what are the classifications? Let's have a brief look about that. And in alcoholic beverages, there is a fruit-based and a grain-based. There is a fruit-based and a grain-based alcoholic beverages. Non-distilled and non-distilled ex-barrels also there. Distilled ex-brandy is there. Distilled whiskey is there. These are the classification of the alcoholic beverages. If you see the non-alcoholic beverages, non-carbonated and carbonated, fruit juice, coffee, tea and soda, coke, tonic waters. These what exactly the classifications we have spoken. Whatever the classifications we have spoken, say like fruit-based, grain-based, and wine, beer, brandy, whiskey, coffee, tea. This criteria, whatever the beverages are there, we would be discussing briefly in a further slides. What exactly is an alcoholic beverage? What exactly is an alcoholic beverage? An alcoholic beverage contains 3% to 40% alcohol. So, whatever the alcoholic beverages say, it might be having 3% to 40% alcohol content in that. Alcohol content in that. Whatever the liquors are there in market, if you see the bottle label, there would be alcoholic percentage would be there. There would be a percentage that is a 3% to 40% might be. And ethanol is a psychotic drug with its depressive effect, and there is a drug is there, it gives you effect to your human mind. Significant blood alcohol content may be consideration illegal drunkenness. There is a, like, you know, if you have a alcoholic beverage, there is illegal activities also involved in that. Some countries have a ban on legal binding on sale of liquor freely, exactly which we have spoken now. So having liquor is an illegal manner. Some countries ban selling alcoholic drinks also in the sale of liquor freely. Alcoholic beverages are divided into three classes: beers, wines, and spirits, which we will discuss broadway in other slides. Now, they are further into fruit-based and grain-based as a distilled and a non-distilled types, which we will be discussing now. So, fruit-based alcoholic drinks. What exactly is a fruit-based alcoholic drinks? So, distilled and a non-distilled. If you see in a distilled, there is a brandy. If you see in a non-distilled, there is a wines and a ciders. What is distilled? What is non-distilled? What is exactly wines? What exactly the brand? Let's discuss. Now, non-distilled alcoholic beverages. We have spoken about the distilled beverages and we have discussed about the non-distilled beverages also. If you see the non-distilled alcoholic beverages, in non-distilled alcoholic beverages, there are wines, there are ciders. If you see the wine, still sparkling, fortified, example sherry, port, and Madeira, and aromatized, made from fermented grapes or other fruits. Wine made from fermented grapes or fruits. Yeah. Now, wines accompanies and enhances a wide range of cuisines, which we have discussed previously. There are few wines goes as accompaniment to food, main course and starters also. The same manner here which we are discussing, wines accompanies and enhances a wide range of cuisines. Now, what is cider? It is a fermented alcoholic beverage made from apple juice and sherry. This is known as cider. It's the same like wine only. What is distilled beverages? What is distilled alcoholic beverages? They are also known as spirits. They are also known as spirits. Hard liquor, distilled beverages from undistilled ones, they are produced by the distillation of the mixture of produced from alcoholic fermentation. What exactly we have discussed is these are distilled and there is a non-distilled alcoholic beverages also. In distilled beverages, there would be fermentation is a process. Now, brandy is a popular distilled spirits. Now, grain-based alcoholic drinks. What are the grain-based alcoholic drinks? We have discussed about the fruit-based. Now, we will be discussing about the grain-based. Non-distilled and again distilled. In non-distilled, there is a beers are there, ales are there, stouts are there, which we have spoken, the famous beers, lagers are there. In distilled, if you see whiskey, rum and vodka and gin, these are the distilled, these are the spirits, these are the distilled alcoholic beverages. Compounded alcoholic beverages. What is exactly compounded alcoholic beverages? Distilled beverages with added flavors and high sugar content. There are distilled beverages. There might be chances of adding sugar also and at the same time flavor also to the spirit. Liqueurs, these are known as the liqueurs, are spirits mixed with a base liquor, and it could be brandy, whiskey, rum, and sugar is added to the base. For example, if you see a plain whiskey, the same whiskey, if you add more sugar, if you add more flavor in that, it might become as a liqueur also. The same time, a mixture of herbs and fruits and spices is also added into the liqueur, and the drink can be flavored with the fruit, citrus, herb. And they are served either straight or with ice or with cocktails or within special coffees also. Whatever the liqueurs we have spoken, might be chances to serve it as a direct also, with the coffee also, might be accompaniment also. Now let's discuss about the gin. Gin is a spirit made of the mash of cereal grain, corn and rare barley. At the same time, it is flavored with juniper berries. Distilled gin is made distilled white grain spirit which has been flavored with juniper berries. Now, compound gin is made by flavoring a natural grain spirit. Types of non-alcoholic beverages. Let's discuss about a few types of non-alcoholic beverages also. Non-alcoholic beverages made with less than 0.5% alcoholic by volumes.
Exactly.
0.5 lesser alcoholic percentage would be there in the non-alcoholic. Examples are non-alcoholic beer and de-alkalized wine also, and include drinks that contain no non-alcoholic also, no alcohol beverages also, and the drinks that have undergone an alcohol removal process. And examples are non-alcoholic beers and de-alkalized wines if they contain less than 0.5 alcohol by volume. So what exactly will happen is there are some kind of processes there where alcohol will be removed, that is known as types of non-alcoholic beverages. Now let's discuss about the soft drink versus hard drink. What is soft drink? People always say, I would be having soft drink, I would be having a hard drink. So what are these terms, soft drink what and hard drink what? The term soft drink means the absence of alcohol. Soft drink means the absence of alcohol. If that beverage is not having the alcohol, that is known as a soft drink. Example are soda, sparkling water, iced tea, root beer, fruit punch, milk, hot chocolate, tea and coffee. Whatever the beverages would be having, like tea, coffee, like Coca-Cola, fruit beer, these fruit juices, these are known as a soft drink base, you say. And the same time, the term hard drink means it contains alcohol. It contains alcohol. The term drink generally used to state an alcoholic drink. Exactly. If you say, I am going for the drinks, means it states an alcoholic drink. The alcoholic beverages are termed as a hard drinks. The non-carbonated drinks, in the non-carbonated drinks, there are hot drinks which served hot. These are known as the hot drinks. That is tea, coffee and chocolate and cocoa also. The same time, fruit juices, it is naturally contained in a fruit and a vegetable basis. It's a pulp based drinks. It can be have directly and mixed with the other drinks also. These are known as the fruit juices. And a mineral water, which we use as a packaging drinking water, that is known as mineral water. Obviously, this is a water only. But what exactly the mineral water is water from a mineral spring that contains various minerals. This contains a various minerals, that is known as it's known as a mineral water. Cordials and syrups, this is like a fruit based juice only, but this is a concentrated syrup, which can be added with more water and have as a drink. Oh, what exactly is a carbonated drinks? We have discussed about non-carbonated drinks and we are discussing about the now carbonated drinks. What is a carbonated drink? Carbonated drink is very simple. Is the carbon dioxide is mixed with the drink, that is known as a carbonated drink. Let's see in a brief manner about the carbonated drinks also. It's a sweet water based beverage that has a carbon dioxide dissolved it, which we have spoken now. And carbonation occurs when carbon dioxide is dissolved in a water. Carbonation improves the taste, texture and makes the drink fizzy and bubbly. If you see the soda, if you see the beer, if you see the champagne, so these are known as a carbonated drinks. There is a carbon dioxide dissolved in that water. That is the reason the drinks looks more fizzy and more tasty and looks attractive also. Some kind of examples we will discuss now. What are the carbonated drinks are there? Carbonated water, sparkling wines, energy drinks, soft drinks, root beer and tonic water. Exactly, these drinks are known as carbonated drinks, but we will discuss briefly about these drinks also in a further slides. Carbonated waters also are available. What exactly is known as a club soda, soda water, sparkling water. Whatever the water we have, if you mix the carbon dioxide in that, it becomes a soda, that is known as carbonated waters. And sparkling wines, which we have discussed as a champagne sandal, whatever the wine we have, if you mix carbon dioxide, it becomes a champagne, that is known as sparkling wines. And energy drinks, which is a type of beverage containing stimulant drugs like caffeine. Stimulate drugs like a caffeine with the carbon dioxide, that is known as energy drinks. What are the soft drinks? We say always soft drinks. What exactly the soft drinks and soft drinks, what it contains? Let's discuss. Contains carbonated water, sweetener and a flavoring it. It may contain caffeine, coloring preservations and other ingredients also. What we are having, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, these are known as soft drinks. It has the color, it has the carbon dioxide, it has the flavor also. The same time, there is a root beer also is a carbonated sweetened beverage which is brewed using yeast to cause a carbonation. This is known as a root beer. That is a tonic water. It's like it looks like a soda, and it more goes with the gin as a mixer of the gin. Let's discuss about the tonic water. What exactly it is? It's a Indian tonic water. Is a carbonated soft drink. It's mixed with quinine. It's mixed with quinine, and it goes well with the gin as a mixer. Now, determining the strengths. What exactly the strength? If the alcoholic beverage is there is a strength is involved in that. There is a measurement tool is there in that. There is a strength known as what exactly the strength is. Your term is used to describe alcoholic strength, and it has an interesting origin. Now, the determine the strength, that the gunpowder were mixed and that it was strong or too weak, it burned either too fast or no. If it burns more, if it burns fast, means it's more strength. So the gunpowder is added to regulate the strength. The spirit was said to have been proved about 50% of the alcohol content. Let's discuss about the tea coffee. What exactly the tea, what are the methods to preparation of the tea, and what kind of tea are available. Exactly tea came from which country also. Let's discuss about the tea and the coffee also. China is the believed to be the originator for the tea in the world, which we have discussed previously, and now also we are discussing now. 5,000 years ago, Jain Buddhist introduced tea to Japan also. The same time, the Dutch introduced tea to the other European countries, and the English made tea drinking specialty in introduction of the high teas. Now, later on, the Americans tasted tea and tea drinking captured in the world. Today is one of the universal beverages in the world. So, Americans has given the more taste and more advertisement to the tea entire world. Now, tea is the most famous beverage in the world. Varieties of the tea. What are the varieties of the tea? The tea leaves are processed. Tea leaves are processed in different way, resulting a drink which appears and tastes different. There are kind of tea are there. There is a process is involved. Each kind of process has one variety of the tea. So what exactly the processes, what exactly the tea varieties are? Let's discuss further. There are over 3,000 varieties of tea. Chinese yellow and green tea are steamed and roasted and dried. This is a variety of the tea. The tea leaves are steamed, roasted and dried. Now, Oolong tea is a semi-fermented and appears like a green and a black. Black tea are fully fermented. Tea is also fully fermented. If tea is fully fermented, it becomes a black tea. Now, different ingredients are added in the brewing process along with the tea to get different taste. Whatever the process is for making a tea, that is known as a brewing process. In the process, different kind of ingredients added to get a more flavor of the tea. Lemon in Russia, butter in Tibet, mint in North Africa, cardamom in Afghanistan, and milk and sugar in Great Britain are added to the tea. These are the ingredients added. But what are exactly that ingredient, from which country it came, like we have seen here. It is served differently in different parts of the world. If you see in India, it goes with the milk and sugar. If you see in other country, tea goes as a black tea. If you see in other countries, it goes with cardamom also. So there are different countries have tea in different ingredients also. Now, types of tea. What exactly the types of tea? The white tea. This is a more expensive tea. And at the same time, there is a green tea is also there. Green tea is a weathered, air dried, and then either steamed or pan fried to get unique flavor. Green tea is the one of the best tea in the world, so called. The process is very simple. Green tea is steamed or pan fried. This is not a fertilized tea. Oolong tea, the leaves are prepared differently after plucking. Oolong is a cross between black and green tea in a color of the taste. What exactly green tea is? It looks green, but Oolong tea is a combination of the black and the green tea. Black tea, the tea leaves are withered and the rolled, and then they are undergoing the fermenting process, which we have discussed. Here the fermentation process is not involved. Here the fermentation process are involved. Like Nilgiri, Assam tea, Early Grey and the Darjeeling, these are the trees which goes as a fermenting process. That is the reason that tea comes as a black. Flavors of the tea. What exactly the flavors are there in tea? There is Assam tea is there, Assam tea is there, Darjeeling tea is there, Early Grey, Jasmine, Kenya, Lapsang, and Sri Lanka. These are the different kind of teas are available. Teas are available which goes with milk, which goes with different kind of ingredients also. Brewing and serving of the tea. What is the process for the making the tea? What is the process of making the tea? And what kind of processes are available making the tea? Very simple process. Tea brewing or a preparation is not. It is a simple but requires some care to get a perfectly flavored cup of tea. Yeah, it's very simple. It's very simple developing a tea, making a tea. But you should have art, wonderful art to get a good tea. Now, tea is brewed and adding boiling water to the dry leaf. The quantity of leaves and the temperature of the water and the timing is a concern. If you boil more the tea leaves, if you boil more, it gives you different kind of taste. If you boil less, it gives you different taste. So you required a special skills to get a good tea. The rule of thumb to start is 1 teaspoon of loose leaf tea per cup. So the thumb rule is 1 cup required 1 spoon of loose tea leaves. Tea brewing methods. Indian method. What is the Indian method? Made in either china or a metal teapots. Both are offered with milk and sugar. Tea is made using tea leaves or dust. Sometimes tea bags are also. Indian method is very simple. Whatever the hot water is there, put the tea leaves in that. Let's boil, take the decoction and add sugar and add milk. This is an Indian style of tea. And Russian and lemon tea, made similar to China tea, served with a slice of lemon. A side plate is given with a spoon and sugar is served separately. This is a lemon tea, so called, like you know, decoction will be developed and the side plate is given with a spoon and sugar. Icy tea, what is exactly the icy tea and all? We have spoken about the hot teas now. You need to boil the decoction and add the milk and sugar. There is a iced tea also developed. From where exactly it comes, let's discuss. It is a strong tea, strained and chilled by pouring over crushed rice in a tomcol in tumbler, served in a side plate with a teaspoon and a lemon slide. Whatever the decoction is there, it's added with the sugar and it's added with the ice also, and the side plate, the spoon would be there. This is the iced tea. Instant tea, the water soluble tea powder, which is getting popular. If you see the dispensing machines, there is no process of making a tea, but it dispenses a very good tea. This instant tea is getting more popular now. There is a mixes available now, where the mix will mix with the hot water and you can get directly tea also. Multi-pot tea, used for bulk production of tea in restaurants. This is a multi-pot tea. What exactly the multi-pot tea is used for bulk production of tea in restaurant and function? Tea is made large pots and tea infuses from flash to hot boiling water. Infuses are removed from 10 minutes. So what exactly will happen is in bigger restaurants and bigger functions, tea will be developed in a bigger pots, the same like an Indian style, and it's divided into different pots. Methods of serving tea. What exactly the methods we have to serving the tea? Pre-poured or pre-mixed in the still room and served on the table by the waiter. Very simple. Whatever the tea is there, the tea can be served directly on the table. That is also one way of the serving the tea. Made to order in a teapot. Tea, milk pot, hot water, tea strainer, sugar are kept. Everything is everything. Hot water. Tea leaves or a tea bag, sugar and milk is served separately, that guests or customers help themselves to make a tea on his table. Served with the tea bags, which we have discussed here, and the same time from the buffet table. Guests can serve themselves from the buffet table, where the options of black tea and a ready-made teapot is kept with sugar, milk and lemon is also available. So in buffet counters, what exactly will happen? There will be two pots, one is with the black tea and one is with the ready-made tea. Ready-made tea means milk and sugar, everything is added in that. In a black tea, the only tea decoction would be there, and the milk would be there, and sugar would be there. Whoever wants the tea, they pick that ready-made tea, otherwise the tea decoction and milk and sugar, and they prepare themselves.